If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pharrell has taken over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast.
You're going to want to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android in the Play Store. It's free. You're going to love it. It's a great app. It's got the TV side on it. You can watch the network. It's got the radio side on it. You can listen to the network. You can do both. Follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. And it even has in-game odds and egg sandwiches. Plus, there's stories and videos and highlights on there that'll blow your mind. The Sports Grid app, technology at its finest, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Hey, did you know we're streaming on X? Right now, as a matter of fact, every day, always, all week, all month, all year, on X. Just go to SportsGrid-Live. You can get the Pharrell Coast to Coast and the Pharrell on the Bench podcast every Monday through Friday on Apple, iTunes, or wherever you download podcasts. Check them out. I think you'll dig them. All right, let's look at the lineup tonight on Sports Grid TV at 6. It's Front Office Sports. Today, 6:30, it's GTD with the Kevin Walsh. At 8, it's the original OG In-Game Live with Scott Wetzel and Dave Sharapan. At 10, it's Sports Rage with Morenci. On Sports Grid Radio at 8, it's The Institution, Carver and Lisi. Check it out. Sports Grid TV and Sports Grid Radio every day, all night, always. Check it out. Into the second hour we roll. I'm watching the U.S. Open with Carver High, and I love watching guys suffer in the deep rough and in 10-foot deep bunkers.
Now, I obviously can't hear what's going on here, but Scheffler's in an awful spot down in just past the penalty area. Now, he called a rules official over, and he actually got it out of there. Look at this guy. He got it out of there pretty good, considering. Can you believe how well he hit that, considering what he was laying in? He was in absolute knee-high muck down there along that side, and he somehow got it up into a safe area. That's why he's the best, I guess, Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, well,
that's why
he's the best. He's not anywhere near the top of the leaderboard. I'll give you that.
But he's still the betting favorite at 4-1. He's the live favorite to win the golf tournament.
Okay, so as you know, I'm not betting on him to save my ass. And I will bet on everyone and anyone else all day, 6 ways till Sunday. I mean, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, all I do. Seeing him in trouble is better than sex. I don't even want to even discuss him winning again. I'm sick and tired of it. I want to see
him.
I'm on Brooks Koepka now today. I want to see that guy. You know, they all hate him. I want to –
yes.
The bad guy. And the other guy is Reed. They all hate him too. Like, I'm rooting for the guys that they all hate. They hate both of them.
Can't stand him. Look at Aaron Rye draining putts. Let's go.
Rye bread.
Got Aaron Rye. Got Rye bread in a match there with his group against those guys today, Berger and Cauley. So let's hope he can get put rolling here. All right. Next up for you. You mentioned this earlier. Teams that take a 2-1 lead, 81% of the time,
that's crazy,
they finish the job. in the NBA Finals. So Indiana, if history holds form, has an 81%
chance. So what happens if the Thunder win game four and it's 2-2? I want to know what those odds are.
Tell me
that the team that wins game four is 60%? I mean, what is it?
Well, then it becomes whoever wins game five, right? The new number is whoever wins game five to go up 3-2 wins a certain amount of time. So that's how it'll be. You just got to keep pushing the percentages and the narratives down the road. You
I
saw
think
the series
win game
odds
four and game five.
You know what? I'm starting to buy in on this bandwagon for the Pacers. Maybe it's because I don't know, but I think they could actually win this thing now. I know that's probably I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but I think they can actually win and beat them. In this series, there's something off with OKC.
Fair enough. That would be great for everybody. I want to see the Thunder win Friday night and then worry about Monday night, because I'm not getting ahead of myself and crowning anybody. I want to see them win so that it's 2-2 and that they show what they're made of. If the Pacers just win both games at home, we all know what's going to happen. Inevitably, they're going to win it. Right. And the Thunder will be. They will call them the greatest chokers ever. They won 68 regular season games. They were the heaviest favorite we've seen in 20 years. So if they blow this, and you know what's funny is that we talked about this on the show. Both of these teams go up and down and can score and light it up. The Pacers are as good as they are at running and gunning. So they ran into somebody that knows how to mix the same type of medicine they make.
They certainly have. I showed you that the Thunder are still favored to win the series, but obviously a lot less now. They're in the minus 225 range. Pacers are plus 180 to win the series. As far as game four goes, how about this? They're actually playing tomorrow. Wow, yeah. Only one day off in between the two games. So game four will be tomorrow night in Indiana. Same number, 5.5 for the Thunder on the road. And by the way, that now makes the Thunder 0-8 on the road against the spread in the playoffs last night. 225.5 the total for tomorrow night.
So they're going to have to break that 0-8 conundrum tomorrow night, no questions asked. If they don't win that game, I mean, for them, covering means nothing. If they don't win that game on the road tomorrow night, they're toast. There's no way I think that they can just turn it around and just start kicking the Pacers' ass, because they haven't been able to do that yet. I also believe that game two was kind of phony. When they got up big, Carlisle threw in the white towel and they pulled the entire team off the floor and they played with all these hacks. So they lost by 16. They could have easily lost by 6 or 7. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like I didn't think they got blown out like everybody else does. They're like, oh, they kicked their ass by 16. Not really. They beat them. And once it got to 15, they quit. They literally quit. So I think that, it's like I watched the Dodgers the other night, 11-1 with a putt. They quit. They just literally, they quit in the game. They just literally, Roberts threw in the towel and said, enough of this. So I think that Carlisle was smart in game two to just say, screw it, we got to win game three, and they did. So now we have to see what this team is made of. 0-8 on the road, haven't covered once. They can't worry about all that sportsbook nonsense. They have to go out and win the game, and they got to play, onions out 48 minutes. Because, again, when they got down last night in the second, it was like they quit. And then in the fourth, they definitely quit. I mean, they got smoked like sausage in the fourth.
Smoked is what they got. So we'll do a lot of game four, of course, tomorrow.
Coast to coast.
Little brats. We'll get some brats cooking there. So tomorrow we'll do a lot on game four. It's over in a couple of these places. Mets actually had to hold on. A 4-0 lead became 4-3. In the top of the ninth, but then they were able to close the door. They beat the Nationals. And the Rangers, for the second time in 3 days, scored 16 runs
on
the Twins. Today was 16-3. Giants are already up 4-0 on the Rockies.
Cover.
Top of the fourth inning. in Colorado as they finish off there. Look at Spieth.
Mike, that National League West is literally, they're going to have to send fire trucks in there.
I am going to show you that later on. I have those NL West standings that I will give you. Just one or two other NBA things, and then we'll get to the baseball when we come back. Lots of games, couple games tonight.
There's a lot of teams in baseball that are hot right now. Even the Buccos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I got to tell you, I'm looking at this story, Mike. It blows my mind. This guy from the NFL, who a lot of people thought was going to replace Roger Goodell one day, this Brian Rolapp, have you heard of him? So he was, he's an executive vice president with the NFL. He's leaving the NFL basically saying, I don't want to be commissioner of the NFL one day, because he's taken over as the PGA commissioner.
Wow, how about that, huh? I just saw that. Yeah, highly respected, longtime NFL executive. Spent 22 years, sent a memo today, that he's leaving. Wow. How about that?
What is he's the head of golf, or what is he like? So is that just his boss, or what happens to him?
To which guy? What happens to who?
Your guy that runs golf.
Jay Monahan?
Jay Monahan. What did I call him? Yeah. Finch.
Finch. I don't know. Well, Jay Monahan, I guess, he's going to have like a little bit of a higher seat in the new like executive. They've been talking about this for a while, that Jay's going to move out of that chair he's been in and have even more power, probably with less work. So he's going to be leading candidate to be the NFL, to be the PGA Tour CEO.
Announcement was old PGA commissioner.
Right, right. How about maybe Brian likes to, you know, maybe he's a golf guy and he's looking to play at Augusta and all these other places, and figures if I'm the CEO of the PGA Tour, I'll have a much better chance to do all of that. I'll have a lot more
maybe
time.
Maybe he'll get a discount in that tent. Have you seen the U.S. Open tent where they're selling all that stuff in there? Oh, my God.
I mean, it's
like, who needs Santa Claus when you got that store?
$75
for a hat.
Anything
in there. Who cares? They got it all. Fucking Waldo's probably in there today.
Oh, geez. I mean, he's everywhere. Where's Waldo? I mean, the guy is all over the map lately. That's for sure. All right. A couple of other basketball things. The Knicks have tried to interview every current head coach, I think, in the NBA. We gave you the laundry list yesterday. Allegedly, they also asked Atlanta for Quinn Snyder, and they were told no. So now they're moving on. How about this? You talk about stepping up, greener pastures. Mike Brown and Taylor Jenkins is allegedly where they're moving on to in their head coaching search. Mike Brown, he's been around.
Yeah, listen, I mean, honestly, so they even tried to get your boy Billy Donovan.
Billy too.
They have literally embarrassed themselves so badly in this mess that at one point I thought to myself, could it be that they could actually like just call him back up and say, we screwed up and we're going to give you another $40 million and bring you back. We screwed up. Because this is so awful what's happened that you have got to be kidding me that you're going to hire Mike effing Brown or Taylor Jenkins over what you just had in your kingdom. You fired that guy? I mean, what did he do? There has to be more to this story than they just were disappointed they lost in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals. How do you fire a guy that wins as much as Tibbs did for this litany of losers that are running this team? Like, now everyone says Leon Rose has done an incredible job with the Knicks. Fair enough. They made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. But you cannot disguise this mess any further of how badly they weren't prepared to replace Thibodeau. They have no idea where they're going next. And if they hire Mike Brown, it will be the worst hire in the history. I mean, honest to Christ, they might as well bring back Fizdale. I mean, I even heard today, like, they tried to sell me that Jeff Van Gundy was coming back to the Knicks. I mean, what is next?
Come on. All right,
look, I'll take Mark Jackson over Mike Brown. Mike Brown did a good job in Sacramento. They still shafted him. Jenkins did a good job in Memphis. They still shafted him. You cannot tell me that either one of those guys is better than Tom Thibodeau at running the Knicks. They screwed up. What they should have been doing was getting a deal for Giannis or getting a deal to make the team better. They had no problems with their coaching staff at all. There was nothing wrong. They won every year. They went to the second round, lost. Second round, won. Eastern Conference Finals. And now you fire the guy? And you can't get anyone to respect you at all. When they make phone calls, people hang up on them. You'd think it was a robocall at your house. No one will give the Knicks the time of day. They can't get anyone in the league except hacks, absolute hack-ass coaches. And Tom Thibodeau is not a hack. They screwed this up royally. I mean, this is the greatest F-up I've seen in the NBA in years.
Can't wait to see who they go after next. I just can't. Should be a lot of fun.
It's embarrassing, where they Mike.
It has been so far, that's for sure. But then I see the defenders are coming out, you know. Oh, they're just doing their due diligence. Wouldn't you want to know if any of these guys are available to come
How
to
about
your
Becky
team?
Hammond? And she's mad at the Aces these days. They don't try anymore. They lose every night by 30. Why don't they hire? Remember, everyone said Becky Hammond was going to be the first chick coaching in the NBA as a head coach. Why don't they hire her? Because all of these hacks, they keep lining up for these jobs. I mean, it is unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. It gets worse by the day.
The NBA draft, of course, is a few weeks away, right after the finals. They'll get to it quickly. The Sixers have the third pick, but they've been talking to the Spurs about moving up to the number two pick.
What's the difference?
In the draft. Apparently, they must really want somebody badly.
Dylan Harper sure or Ace Bailey. What's the difference? Flip a coin.
And that edge comb they like too from Baylor, that VJ edge comb. They might want to take him also. So they've
no
got a couple of options. Nobody knows who that is. Cameron Young with a birdie. Let's go here.
Forever Young.
Get him moving. Forever Young.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, it's unbelievable, but thank God we're turning the corner here and talking baseball.
We are turning the corner here and talking baseball. Why don't we start with a few things from last night, including the Yankees, who got it done again in Kansas City. 6-3, they end up beating the Royals. And amazingly, once again, Aaron Judge. I mean, Scotty, it's just unbelievable what he's doing so far this season. He is now hitting a cool 394. Aaron Judge is hitting this year. 394. He's already now got 25 homers, 59 RBIs. Another long one last night on the YES Network.
The ball and two strikes to Judge. And he sends it high and deep into right center field. Isbell on the run. My goodness, he has done it again. Aaron Judge with a low liner into right center field. Home run number 25 for the captain. The KC killer on the loose. 6-0 Yankees.
Looks like the Soul Man had the night off.
The Soul Man was there. So nobody posted the Soul Man's call of it. So therefore, we get the Yes Man. But I guess that's who's the backup now for K on TV? Justin Shackle, I guess.
I thought that was Justin Shackle. That was the radio call. I wasn't.
By the way,
paying attention to that.
Matthew Pavon was putting for eagle on 8, and he missed it by this much. He'll tap in for birdie and get to 3 under. Can we get Pavon moving here at 150-1 for first round leader? Come on.
He's got plenty of holes left, doesn't he?
He's got a lot of, he started on 10. So he's still on the back nine. He's still got a whole front nine to play coming back in. So we've got plenty of holes for Pavon. Let's hope that we can make some things happen. Also for the Yankees, Stroman and Stanton, both, of course, at Somerset doing rehab assignments, and both have looked sharp. Stroman pitched last night. Stanton has gotten a bunch of at-bats already. I guess, Scotty, they do a couple days. Stanton, I would think next week, right? If they're going to want him to have a bunch of at-bats before they start getting him back. I don't think they'd bring him back in Boston this weekend. I think it would be more next week when they get home.
Well, I mean, whatever. He's been tearing it up down there in Somerset, and Stroman pitched well. Yeah. And in the last two games, I've seen, Stanton driving in runs. That's all that matters. He's getting hits and driving guys in.
You know what? Maybe they do it this weekend when they get to Boston. Maybe he joins him Friday night at Fenway, and you just get him back. And if he's hitting the ball like that down there, then just get him right back in the line. Because you know it's only a matter of time before he needs another month off
at some point
before the playoffs. He needs a lot of time off. When we got off the air yesterday, the Dodgers did end up beating the Padres 5-2 out at Petco. Also last night, Orioles beat the Tigers 10-1.
Whoa.
Orioles, and a lot of it was done late. Jordan Westberg laying the big stick on Masson.
7-1 Orioles, a 4-run eight. Westberg down the line and left. It's gone. Tucked inside the pole, and Jordan Westberg has been annihilating pitches in his first two games back. This is what it's supposed to look like, folks.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, it's supposed to look like. Red Sox beat the Rays 4-3. Suddenly the Red Sox have had a lot of life. And Abraham Toro. What? Again with this Toro guy on Nesson last night? Are you kidding me?
2-0. Shot to center field. Meisner back. He's back looking around. That ball's out of here. Home run, Abraham Toro. He touches them all. And the Red Sox back in front. On another long ball tonight at Fenway.
Meisner park at the wall there.
He hit that to dead center, too. That was over that big center field wall out there. That was quite a shot from Toro. The Mets completed the sweep of the Nationals this afternoon. Last night, how about a complete game shutout for David Peterson with 6 Ks? He's been really good. Twins beat the Rangers last night. Then they got smashed this afternoon. Completely smashed. In that game. Giant Astros beat the White Sox 10-2 last night. Christian Walker had a homer in the first. And then the Giants beat the Rockies 10-7. Of course, the Giants are looking for 8 in a row this afternoon, right, Scotty? They're up 4-0 on Colorado. They're looking for 8 in a row. They have been hot.
Yeah, we've talked about Adames and Yastrzemski. They've been tearing it up, and they are in it in the West.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we're turning the corner here. So on C2C from New York, I'm Pharrell with Carver High. And yesterday we talked about, remember Seattle was up 1-0. And I said, they have played so terrible of late. I don't care what the lead is in the first inning. They lose every game they play. I mean, what is it now? They got swept again. Is it like 10 of 11? I mean, it's embarrassing. They've fallen under 500 now. Remember in April, they were the best road team and everything else. All that's out the window.
Yep. In fact, they're now 17-17 on the road. And that just shows you how good a start they had on the road, because now they've lost a billion games. 10-12, 33-34. They're a game under now as they get swept by the Diamondbacks. Eugenio Suarez grand slam in that one for them. Blue Jays swept the Cardinals, too. We talked about that. Spencer Schwellenbach for the Braves. Complete game, 9 Ks as they got the win in Milwaukee. The Cubby bullpen Major League best 0.82 ERA over their last 24 games. Look out. Shutting them down in the later innings. They're not just being bullies with the bats. They're getting it done with the bullpen as well. Bad news for Tigers pitcher Jackson Jobe, that young kid. He needs Tommy John surgery. Finished for Double J, Jackson Jobe. How about this Aaron Civale? He, of course, got racked again the other night, so the Brewers moved him to the bullpen. Now he says he wants to be traded. Oh, I'm sure that people are lining up to get their hands on Aaron Civale. They just can't wait to go make a move for him. He stinks. How about you go out in the bullpen and you actually, I don't know, get better? How about you get better? You become a better pitcher. And then maybe somebody will want you.
Keep no, like asking Aaron for, Civale thinks.
Imagine asking for a trade when you got like a 9 ERA. It's just, it's amazing to me. Here are some of these standings. You talked about the West in the National League. I thought I would highlight that first for you here. The Dodgers now are in first place, but only by a half game. As the Giants, and if the Giants win today, which they're up 7-2 after a three-run homer by Dominic Smith, they would have the same record as the Dodgers.
Can you believe that?
69 games. They'd have the same exact record here in the middle of June, which if you told people, remember how big a favorite the Dodgers are, Scotty. They're supposed to win the West by 15, 20 games. And they'll be even. And the Padres are only one back in the loss with 29 losses. Right there with him. Very competitive
NL West. And we talked about it yesterday, how Robbie Ray is the most unbelievable record in ERA in the National League. And he's not even mentioned in the top five guys for the Cy Young. Meanwhile, he has a better record in ERA than all of them. The only one that has a better ERA than him, I guess, is Skeens. But he's got a terrible one-loss record. And you know what they also, I don't know if you have this story in there, if you do or don't. It's the one about Helen Keller, your boy. Did you know that the two of them have, they're like rated, they have the best two quality start pitchers in baseball. They said that Keller is tied with Skeens for these two together, the best starts, quality starts in baseball. Meanwhile, what is Keller, 1-7, 1-8? How is that possible that has the best quality starts? That guy is ass mustard. He's bad luck. He's Black Cloud Diner to me. I don't see where that even makes sense. How could it be that he's got quality starts when he loses every time he pitches?
Well, the particulars so now for a quality, it's, I believe, 6 innings and 3 or less runs is now considered a quality start. If you go 6 innings with 3 or less runs. So that is true. Skeens has 11 and Keller's tied for second with 10, as you mentioned. So Keller has 10 quality starts this year, however you would like to. But they have a combined record of 5-15.
Yeah, keep telling yourself
Skeens
that.
Keller.
Yeah.
Quality starts. That's how it goes. I did find a way to get the Pirates on the wild card board, though. They're on there somewhere. I know. There they are. I got them. I said, go to the Pirates. They're 11 back in the NL wild card race. So they're still on our board. Oh, yeah. How about how far? Look at the Braves still buried there. 9 games out of the NL wild card. The Giants, the Phillies, and the Padres would be the 3 NL wild card teams if the season ended today.
Well, that means great playoff baseball, if you ask me.
Yeah, when you get those three teams involved, it certainly does. As far as the American League side, Toronto and Tampa, of course, have been playing better, and that means Toronto and Tampa are in the 1 and 2 slots in the AL wildcard, with Minnesota in the third, Cleveland, Kansas City, Seattle, LA. I mean, it's tight. Look at that. All the way down to Texas, it's like 3.5 games. Lots of teams involved in the AL.
How many back is Baltimore? Does that say 5?
I've got 8. I've got them at 8 games back of the wild card right now. 8.
Well, I'll tell you what. The fact that they're 8 games out with as bad as they've stunk, you got to be kidding me. Like, I'm not kidding you. That guy that you played that clip, I've never heard of him.
Westberg.
That guy might as well be in the U.S. Open as an amateur. I don't have any clue who that is.
He's one of their – they have a lot of these young bats. Obviously, we know Jackson Holliday. You know, they have a couple of other young bats that You know, he came up a year or two ago. He's been hurt a lot, Westberg. But when Westberg's been in there, he's been all right. You know, he's not been Gunnar Henderson, but he's been decent.
He might as well be Blitzberg. I don't know who that is. So if I don't know who you are, you don't matter. I know everyone.
You don't matter.
I don't know you. You have to suck.
Sungjae Im putting for birdie here to maybe tie the lead.
There we go.
On the 10th hole. Look at this guy. That's as far out, though. He's not going to make this, is he? No. Oh, he did make it. Unbelievable. Sungjae Im. Second player today to touch 4-under out on the course as he joins JJ Spuds there at the top. All right.
Spuds McKenzie.
Yeah. We have got games tonight in Major League Baseball. Let's do a couple of them, and then we'll finish it. After you talk to, Ricky Buckets getting involved today. Wow, Ricky Buckets in the mix for us. Those Orioles are at home again against the Tigers tonight. And look who it is, Tarik Skubal, 6-2 with a 2.18 and tons of strikeouts, is a minus 200 favorite on the road at Camden. Keegan Aiken goes for the Orioles, who are plus 165. 7.5 is the total. I believe he's more of the opener type, Scotty. I think he's only going to pitch to a couple batters.
I don't care. They're dead meat. Run line at Skubal, minus $1.24 to lay the 1.5. Done deal. Skubal just eats teams alive. I mean, that's just automatic. The Orioles aren't scoring tonight. One run at best.
The Cardinals will be in Milwaukee for four games this weekend. Starts tonight. Sonny Gray.
Here's your guy, Mazeroski.
Yes.
103 gasser with the change. Give me the Brewers.
Jacob Mizorowski is making his major league debut tonight. This is the kid we were talking about yesterday that throws a consistent 102, 103, lots of gas. Let's see if he's got a little movement to it, too. Cardinals are favored, minus 145.
That's
Brewers and the kid, yes, plus 120.
Well, that's just Sonny Gray's pitching, and he's 7-1, but he's going to lose tonight. You know why? Because they've been losing ass left and right. They just got swept at home. They've hit a wall, and they're taking on his kid tonight. He's going to throw absolute BBs all night long. Cards will lose. Plus money, Brew Crew. Let's go.
What a shame it would be if that kid mowed down the Cardinals tonight, right? Like, that would be
such a shame.
If he went and did that. Koepka letting go of the rope a little bit here. I just saw him basically hit one across. He went across fairway there with that. So we'll see if he can recover from it. Morikawa back to 1-under now as he's playing on the 11th. So a couple of the heavy hitters here trying to gain some ground on Spawn
so
and Sungjae Im.
Pavan, he's on 8, or is he almost done with his round?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Are you kidding me? Ricky Buckets, very popular on Coast to Coast. He's back again. You can follow him on X at Rick Camla Sports. He's on Sports Ethos. And we got him again on C2C to talk rack. So, Rick, good to see you as always. I told you I hit the Pacers last night to win and the spread. I think Thunder win game 4, and this turns into a hell of a series when it goes back to the Paycom. I think, in game 2 when they won and, the first game they got snuck up on and they got thieved in the night, like Billy the Kid robbing a train, losing by 1. And then they get it back together, but the Pacers kind of threw in the towel, I thought. But in that game, Hartenstein had 3. In last night's game, you saw this guy, McConnell, I had him over 13.5 with PRA, and this guy has 2 inbound steals. That's all I needed to see that they were going to win the game. A guy standing right in front of you, and you throw the ball to him inbounds, not once, but twice, and that guy scores every time, layups and little bunnies in the paint on his cyclical move. He goes around a basket, comes out in front, and pops that shot, and had five dimes to go with it and a rebound. It's embarrassing what they're letting McConnell do to them. And Mathurin did the same thing. Lit their ass up. They had no answers for that bench.
Well, Scotty, it's great to be back on with you, man. I think we're seeing, well, I've been saying all year, Indiana's the third deepest team in the league. OKC is one, Cleveland is two, Indiana is three. And it's a reason why I thought Indiana would hang in this series. What Indiana's doing is way exceeding my expectation for them. But I thought they would hang with OKC because they do have all of these bench pieces. Obi Toppin's an absolutely terrific bench player. Ben Shepherd's a terrific bench player. They have good players that can't even make their rotation in Indiana. So they're not, oh, OKC's going to their bench with Caruso and Wiggins and Cason Wallace and all these guys. They're like, so? We've got studs off our bench, you know, quasi-starters off our bench too. Scott, this series is completely messing with my brain. You know how we as prognosticators, especially guys like you and I, have been doing this a long, long time. You formulate an opinion on a series, on a game, right? And then it can be amended and changed as the game goes along. That's what's happening for me. I thought OKC was going to win in six. I mean, no disrespect to Indiana. It was all respect for the 68-win OKC Thunder. Scott, think about this, man. Their advantage over other teams is their depth. Not in this series. Their advantage over other teams is their incredibly historic defense, not against this team, okay? Indiana is literally everybody's kryptonite, Scotty Farrell. And so I am now questioning if OKC is going to win this series. You asked me game four. I don't know. Like, OKC should win game four. 2-2 going back to OKC for game five. But should happen, theories just don't really apply to the Indiana Pacers. They've been defying theory. They've been performing magic for 2 months now. And so why should we expect it to end now? I'm really messed up on this series, Scotty Farrell.
I want to ask you, before I ask another basketball question, I never told you that I went, because you and I like the Dead. I saw him at the Sphere with your boy John playing for Jerry. And I got to tell you, I thought he was phenomenal. And I thought that show at the Sphere was the coolest thing I ever saw in my life. And I went with my son. And if I could have, I would have gone the next night, because a lot of people go like Thursday, Friday, Saturday to all the shows. I see all your Dead stuff on the wall behind you. I see your trippy blanket on your sofa. Did you get a chance to see him with Mayer at the Sphere in Vegas? It was the coolest thing I ever saw. And I think they sound better with him than Jerry. And I'm here to say it right now. And that's rude to say, but I just think he's magnificent on the stick and singing and everything else. And I think they actually love him.
So, yeah, I've got a whole thing with this. Obviously, Jerry's my favorite musician of all time. He's a hero of mine. May he rest in peace. And to me, the Dead haven't been the same. And I went to the Further Fests, and I went to some of the stuff in the 90s after he passed in 95. And I've kept up with it. I did see Dead & Company with John Mayer in Atlanta at State Farm Arena.
Okay.
And it blew my mind because I slept on it. You know, I thought about him as a pop star and no grudge or anything, but like, how's a pop star going to work with the Dead? So my bad. I went to see it. He's very soulful, super bluesy. He's a shredder. And I was like, okay, I'll go see this again. I've heard from so many people that I have to go to the Sphere in Vegas and see a show. Like, it's literally a life-changing experience. So it's on the bucket list, Scotty.
So the best thing James Dolan ever did was build the Sphere in Las Vegas. The worst thing he ever did was touch the Rangers and Knicks, because he can't win with either one of them. For 25 years, he's bad luck Diner. And what he's doing now with this job search and firing Tibbs is the most embarrassing thing I think I've ever seen in pro basketball.
I don't disagree. I mean, the arrogance, the delusional aspect of Dolan in his front office to think, you can go poach Ime Udoka? On what planet, bro? And it's just this litany of big-time coaches that they want. You can want them all you want. Look, shout out to my guy, Meta World Peace. He's been really chirping on Twitter about being the guy. Right, and I love Meta. And so I want to dap him up here, but in all honesty and realisticness, Michael Malone, duh. He's got ties to the organization. He's a New Yorker, and I love him, and he's a badass who does not care about the feelings of his players, which I like. That means it's old school and get with it or get out, okay? Ime Udoka is doing that in Houston, and everybody loves it. So Michael Malone's the guy for the Knicks.
So why don't, and respectfully, I have about 50 seconds. Why don't they just get it over with and give him the gig? He's got a ring and, oh, what? He yells at players and swears at players. So did Tibbs. What's
so
the
did
problem
Tibbs?
Here? I swear all day.
I think me too, Scotty. I think Johnny Bryant's going to get this job. And I think that's what's jamming it up. They've been grooming him. So I think Johnny Bryant's going to get this job.
Oh, yeah. Coach Young told me Johnny Bryant was getting the job. He was already on the Knicks and ran out the door to go with Kenny. And then they're going to let him, the backstabber, come back and coach him.
That's right.
I have seen it all. I'm glad you like John Mayer with the dead. I thought it was really cool. Don't tell anyone. I shroomed at that show, Mafia. Don't talk about that on the air. Don't talk about mushrooms. Rick, you got me in trouble. I got to go. Good to see you. Ricky Buckets.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, it's in the hole. Who hit that shot? Oh, was that Reed? That was that shot you told me about.
The albatross.
Unbelievable. I just saw it, Carver Hyde, the albatross. Like, it's hard to not keep your eyes on the U.S. Open because it's so fantastic. And it has just begun, right, today, the first round. I mean, imagine tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to be a wreck.
Going to be a wreck. I'm going to be a wreck, too, hopefully, if we can get a few of these guys in the mix here throughout the weekend. It's been fun so far. We're sweating out Pavon, hopefully. If he can just find a couple more birdies and maybe just climb over these guys at four, that would be one hell of a start to it, that's for sure. Okay, couple other baseball games for tonight. The Yankees will finish this series in Kansas City against the Royals.
Boy, I just went to 5M. He's at 5 now.
Oh, this M.
Oh, this guy. He's not even from here, this foreigner.
I can't take it. Warren goes for the Yankees tonight. Seth Lugo will go for the Royals. Yankees minus -155. Royals plus +130. 8.5 the total.
I mean, honestly, I'm not getting off of this Yankee team. Or Judge, they're absolutely killing him. They've already won the series. And Warren Miller, of course, the great ski movie maker, pitching for the Yankees tonight. Also, I'm going to run line it at plus +118. They're going to kill him. They kill him every night. Judge will hit another home run. Imagine what happens when they get back Giancarlo and he starts jacking shots. I mean, they got so many guys. Rice Aroni. They have so many guys on this team now that hit home runs. And they're fun to watch. Honestly, I said it yesterday. Even the Mets, like, I just pretend they're not the Mets, and I pretend they're not from Queens. I just pretend. You got to admit, like, they're a really good team, and they're fun to watch. I mean, they are hard to beat. So both teams in New York City are kicking ass and taking names. I enjoy watching both of them.
They have been a lot of fun. It's been going to be a good summer of baseball in the New York City area. Start of a four-game series at Wrigley tonight between the Pirates and the Cubbies. Andrew Heaney against Jameson Schatz of Tyone this evening will be the pitching matchup. Minus -205 for the Cubs, plus +170 for the Pirates, and a 7.5.
So, look, you know, Tyone has been better than we've given him credit for. You can look at his record and his ERA, but Heaney has been good as well, and the Pirates have been hot. What I'm worried about is the 7th-9th inning in that Cubs bullpen, which gives up no runs ever, right? Like, so I would think the Pirates have no shot tonight. I really, you know, but I'm not laying 202. So I would have to run line the Cubs. I really wanted to take the run line with the Pirates at minus -128. I don't like that price for the run and a half, though, because I don't trust them past the 7th inning to be able to get a run. And Haney's been better than everyone thinks, but Tyone's been better than Heaney. So I still think it's the Cubs and their bats and Crow Armstrong. And if I were going to do it, I'd run line the Cubs.
And finally, the White Sox are in Houston tonight. And one other thing, the second game of that Pirate four-gamer with the Cubs is the Businessman Special tomorrow afternoon. Oh. 2 o'clock East start, and that's with Skeens on the mound tomorrow Skeens afternoon. Day. During Coast to Coast, so that should be fun. Davis, don't call me Dean Martin, goes for the White Sox tonight in Houston against Framber Valdez, -265 for the Astros, +215 for Chicago, and a 7.5.
The Astros are going to kill him. And by the way, you can get that. I'll take the Astros, run line it, kill him, over. And I also, tomorrow, Skeens is, listen to this, -108 for Skeens against your boy Horton, Tim Horton, and the coffee shop. I'm taking Skeens all day tomorrow. At Wrigley's going to put on a show and shut the Cubs down.
He certainly is. Let's quickly also get the long balls in. Light night Taters. Tonight, only a couple of games. Look, I know the wind's blowing in lightly at Wrigley tonight. I don't care if Tyone's been better. I understand. Cruise missile tonight at Wrigley, +390 off of Jameson's shots at Tyone. I'm going back against his Paredes tonight. He didn't go hit for me last night. I'm going back for him, +450 against Dean Martin. Rice Aroni, +480 against Lugo out in Kansas City. And Gleyber Day in Baltimore. He loves hitting at Camden Yards. +560 for Gleyber Day tonight against the Orioles. Let's go. A little four-pack.
Ring the bell. Ding, ding, lady.